وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. إن شاء الله we have the class from the كتاب بلوغ المرام الحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى. This is the book of كتاب الصيام, كتاب 5, the book of صيام, the book of fasting. كتاب الصيام. الحمد لله, it's good time to take this class about the fasting, because inshallah the month of Ramadan, the month of the rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is approaching us. How many days left from Ramadan, inshallah? About how many months? How many days? 2 months and 2 months and 2 days. Okay, 2 months or either 4 or 3 days. Yes, Asim. Barakallah. 2 months and 3 or 4 days. Subhanallah, time is going fast. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bifadlihi help us to reach it and to do righteous deeds, to wipe out all our shortcomings, to give us good ending. There were brothers who attend with us, pray with us last Ramadan, and now they are under the ground, they're in graves, rahimahumullah. Oh Allah, make their graves full of light and blessings, ya akramul akramin, bismika al-azam. Kitab al-Siyam, it's good time so to review the fasting, inshaAllah ta'ala. InshaAllah, based on every hadith we take, we'll have one question, inshaAllah, to mention one benefit or one lesson or one ruling from the hadith, inshaAllah. So try to answer at least one question. قال المؤلف رحمه الله كتاب الصيام الحديث 27 و500 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصوم. متفق عليه. نارل أبو هريرة, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not fast for a day or 2 days ahead of Ramadan. Do not fast for a day or 2 days ahead of Ramadan, except a person who is in the habit of observing a particular fast. He may fast on that day. Do not fast for a day or 2 days ahead of Ramadan, except a person who is in the habit of observing a particular fasting. He may fast on that day, agree upon. What can we benefit from this hadith? Naam. Barakallahu fiqh. That's one benefit. Another benefit. Barakallahu fiqh. Yes. Last person.
It's about following. We follow the text. It's 30.
Ahsantum. Barakallahu fiqh. So in this hadith, that it's not allowed to fast 1 day or 2 days before Ramadan unless you used to fast, you have a habit of fasting, like someone who used to fast Monday, Thursdays, 3 days from every month, Ayyam al-Bid, and the like. If you are that one, even if 1 day left from Ramadan, still you can fast. Other than that, you don't have a fasting habit, fasting, and you initiate fasting 2 day or 1 day before Ramadan, it's not allowed. Because Prophet ﷺ said, لا تقدموا, this is النهي. والأصل النهي يقتضي التحريم. Don't fast ahead of Ramadan, 1 day or 2 days, except someone who used to have a habit of fasting. He may fast on that day. So, subhanAllah, two people, one of them is allowed to fast 2 days before Ramadan, 1 day before Ramadan, and another one is not allowed. The one who is not allowed is the one who was not used to fast. The one who's allowed is the one who he was always fasting. He used to fast this day. That should be known. So don't say, I'm starting fasting before Ramadan 1 day or 2 days. Next hadith عن عمار بن ياسر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. ذكره البخاري تعليقا ووصله الخمسة والصحابة ابن خزيمة وابن حبان. حديث 521 نارل عمار بن ياسر may Allah be pleased with him. He who fasts a day about one, who fasts a day about which there is doubt, meaning concerning the start of Ramadan, he disobeyed Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Bukhari reported it mu'allaq, means broken chain from his side, while Al-Khamsa reported it musnad, mawsool, unbroken chain. And Ibn Hibbam agreed it sahih, authentic. This hadith is authentic. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahabi Ammar, he says, whoever fasts the day there is doubt, it is fasted. Did Ramadan start or it didn't start? It's not known. Some people say it started, some people say it's not started. No knowledge there. There is shak. Whoever fasts that day, he disobeyed Abu al-Qasim alayhi salatu wasalam. Who is Abu al-Qasim? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where this Qasim come from? He is his oldest son. His oldest son, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many sons Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? Three. The oldest one, Qasim. The middle one, Abdullahi. Abdullahi, he has the same name of the Prophet's father. So Abdullah ibn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ibn Abdullah. And the last one, the youngest one, Ibrahim. These three boys, Qasim, Abdullah, Ibrahim. So the kunya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with the old one, Abu al-Qasim. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he distributed the booty and he said, "Ana al-Qasim, wallahu wal-mu'ti." Qasim means the divider. He said, "I am the divider," means of this wealth, but in reality it is Allah who gives it. So whoever gets something, it is Allah who gave it to him. I am just a divided it based on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree for you. Tayyib, how many daughters the Prophet had? Four. Naam. What are their names? Zainab, Ruqayya, Ummu Kalthum, Fatima. That's how they order. Zainab is the oldest. Ruqayya, then Ummu Kalthum, then Fatima. Radiallahu anha. Anhunna jami'an. Tayyib. So all together he had, alayhi salam, 7 kids. Seven. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, rahimahullah. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, his children, among them, Ibrahim, Abdullah, Qasim, Fatima, Zainab, go back and see the children of Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab. The Sufia, they say he hate the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How he hate the Prophet, he made his children's name the same name as the Prophet's children. I remember one night, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbal Hafidahullah, he was mentioning that issue between Maghrib and Isha. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad in Prophet's message. And then he was proving that what they're saying is not right. How can he, Sheikh Muhammad, hate the Prophet while he named his children? And he mentioned the six of them. But the Sheikh, rahimahullah, he didn't mention Ibrahim. So Abu Akhuna, Abu Abdurrahman, Sheikh Umaysan, Sheikh Abdurrahman, he was sitting ahead of me. I told him to remind Sheikh Ibrahim also. He reminded the Sheikh, he laughed. Hafidhahullah, I remember Sheikh Ibrahim, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad. He was very happy to hear that. Even Ibrahim, he said, and he smiled. You can ask Sheikh Abdurrahman Umaysan if he remembers it. If he doesn't remember, I remember it. Barakallahu feekum. Tayyib, in this hadith, what can we benefit from this hadith? No fast in the day of doubt. The day where people are not sure. Is it Ramadan? Is it the end of Sha'ban? Or is actually the beginning of Ramadan? It's not allowed to fast that day. Don't doubt. Don't fast that day. حديث نمبر 529 وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا فإن غم عليكم فاقدروا له متفق عليه ولمسلم فإن أغمي عليكم فاقدروا له 30 وللبخاري فأكملوا العدة 30 وله في حديث أبي هريرة فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 جزا الله خير الحافظة. نار ابن عمر may Allah be pleased with him. He said, I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, fast when you see the new moon. When you see it, means the new moon. And break your fast when you see it. But if the sky is cloudy, calculate. Means the month has 30 days. Agree upon. Muslim has, if it is cloudy, calculate. Means the month has 30 days. Al-Bukhari has complete the number, means of days, as 30. Al-Bukhari reported the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, complete the number of Sha'ban, 30. 30 days. What can we benefit from this hadith? Fasting should be based on what? It should be based on moon sight. Moon sight. How about if the moon is not sighted? What's the ruling? فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ complete the 30, the month. Whereas it is Sha'ban or is it Ramadan, if the moon is not sighted, complete it. So if it is in the month of Sha'ban and it is 29, and today the moon has been looked for, it's not sighted. There is a possibility actually that to be the last night, that to be the night of Ramadan starting. And there is a possibility to be the last night of Sha'ban. What should be done? It should be considered to be 29 and should be completed the month as stated. That is the origin. So no worry about calculations and what they say. No confusion. If the moon is sighted, Alhamdulillah, then the month ended with 29. It's not sighted because of clouds. Then you complete it. فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ 30. The Ikhwani, what they do, they have different masajids. They vote for that. They make voting for it. And then whatever majority says, they give their verdict on that. Prophet ﷺ, he make it clear. If you see the moon, fast by. You don't see it complete. If you complete, you consider 30. Is there hope to fast the month to be 31? No. In Islam, the month is either 29 or 30. There's no 28 and there's no 31. Either 29 or 30. طيب next hadith. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ترى الناس الهلال فأخبرت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني رأيته فصام وأمر الناس بالصيام رواه أبو داود وصححه الحاكم بن حبان. Narrated Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the people tried to sight the new moon. So I informed the Prophet that I had seen it. So he fasted and commanded the people to fast. Abu Dawud reported it, and Hakim and Ibn Hibban graded it sahih, meaning it's authentic. What can we benefit from this hadith? That the moon should be looked for. Tara an-nas. The moon should be looked for. Naam. The people try to sight the new moon, tara'a. They look for to see it. Yes, with their naam. And what another rule? The Prophet ﷺ, he accepted the information, the news of one individual. This Sahabi Ibn Umar, he is the one who saw the moon. He didn't mention anybody else saw it. And he informed that to the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ, he accepted it. And based on that, he fasted next day, means Ramadan, and he commanded ﷺ, the Muslim, to fast it. This is a proof for accepting the news of one thiqah, one trusted person. This is a refutation to the aqidah of Ahlul Kalam, min al-Asha'ira wa ghayrihim. It's a refutation. Those who say, you know, they say khabar al-wahid, we don't accept it. لا يفيد العمل. هكذا يزعمون. العلم بما يقتضي عدم العمل. نعم يفيد ظن. صحيح خبر الواحد يفيد ظن، لكن هذا ظن هو ظن الغالب، وهو الذي تنبني عليه أكثر الأحكام. الظن الغالب. صحيح، لكن يفيد العلم. يفيد العمل. So what's narrated by one individual, if he is trusted, should be accepted and should be acted according to it. Some Ahlul Bid'ah, they say, no, we are not accepting the narration unless it's narrated by Alhamdulillah. يهديكم الله سبحانه وتعالى. بالتواتر. تواتر either about 10 narrators from every group. No, if one person, even Prophet ﷺ was one individual, عليه السلام. He used to send his Sahaba one, give him a letter, go to the king so and so, go to the leader of Persia, go to the empire of the king of so and so. It was one individual. So it should be, as long as the narration is authentic, it shouldn't be said, oh, it was narrated by one, must be narrated a group of people. It's sufficient to one to narrate if he is trustworthy. Next hadith عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن أعرابيا جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني رأيت الهلال فقال أتشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قال نعم قال أتشهد أن محمد رسول الله قال نعم قال فأذن في الناس يا بلال أن يصوموا غدا أن يصوموا. Here هناك شد على الياء. I don't know where this يد come from. يا بلال أن يصوم. There's no شدة. Shouldn't be شدة on the ياء. غدا رواه الخمسة والسبعة من خزامة ابن خزيمة وابن حبان ورجح النسائي إرساله. حديث 531 ناري ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him. A Bedouin came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, I have seen the new moon in of Ramadan. He صلى الله عليه وسلم asked, do you testify that nothing is worth of worship except Allah? He replied, yes. He then asked, do you testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger? He replied, yes. He then said, Bilal announced to the people that they should fast tomorrow. Reported by Al-Khamsa, the five, Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban, great, it's sahih, authentic. And Nasa'i held that the stronger view is that it is mursal, missing link after the tabi'i. Some ulama authenticate this hadith, as the Imam Hafid mentioned, some of them disauthenticated. The hadith shows that this Bedouin, whom the Prophet ﷺ didn't know him, he said he saw the moon. Prophet ﷺ may ask him if he testifies La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. When he say yes, then based on that, he ﷺ accepted. وعن حفصة, the first hadith, the Prophet ﷺ didn't ask Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. But this Bedouin, he asked. He asked, do you testify La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah? But Prophet ﷺ didn't ask the Sahabi Ibn Umar. So, yes, you don't know him, but you have the feeling he's telling the truth. You can still to emphasize, you can ask him, أن يشهد لا إله إلا الله, or أن يحلف بالله, or that he swear by the name of Allah. Some ulama they do our time. وعن حفصة بن أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من لم يبيت الصيام قبل الفجر فجر فلا صيام له رواه الخمسة ومال الترمذي والنساء إلى ترجيح وقفي وصححه مرفوعا ابن خزيمة ومن حبان والدارقطني لا صيام لمن لم يفرضه من الليل حديث 530 نار الحفصة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها mother of the believers. The Prophet ﷺ said, the fast of one who doesn't make intention to fast before dawn is not accepted. The fast of one who doesn't make intention to fast before dawn is not accepted. Reported by Al-Khamsa, Al-Tirmidhi, and Al-Nasai are inclined towards the opinion that it is mawquf, means a saying of a companion. Here means Hafsa. Ibn Khuzayman, Ibn Hibban authenticated it as Marfu attributed to the Prophet Al-Daraqudni has there is no fast for the one who doesn't make the intention to fast during the night. In this hadith from Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha Hafsa, the daughter of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, what can we learn? There is a rule, this hadith, what it is? Yes? Who remember this ruling? وجوب تبية النية إذا كان الصوم صوم واجب أو قضاء أو نعم واجب رمضان كان أو نذر أو غير ذلك. In the hadith that whoever wants to fast a mandatory fasting, he should intend it from the night. Not somebody who is sleeping night time. He is not planning to fast tomorrow. And in the morning, when he wake up, he said, okay, let me fast today, Ramadan, or to make up a mandatory fasting, or a vow he already made. He started having the intention of fasting from after dawn. It's not accepted. He must intend from nighttime. Inshallah. Yes, if the fasting is sunnah, inshallah, as you will mention, the Sheikh mentioned, you can intend from daytime. Okay. But the mandatory fasting, intend from nighttime. Is it sufficient to intend from the beginning of the month of Ramadan? You say, all the month of Ramadan, I will fast. Or you must intend every night, the day before that. The ulama, they differ. This hadith shows that the one who doesn't intend fasting before dawn, his fasting is not accepted. So remember that. Any part of the night. And of course, intention is not like what some Muslims they do. They verbally say the intention. They utter the intention. Some masajidis, after Maghrib, when the salah, Maghrib Salah finish, the Imam, he uttered the intention, and the people, they say after him. Right after Fajr, Maghrib prayer, tomorrow is Ramadan, he says, Nawaitu Sawma Ghadin, I intend fasting tomorrow. Everyone say after him, Nawaitu Sawma Ghadin, until it completes. Anyone who miss Maghrib, whole night he worried about, subhanAllah, the imam, he didn't make the intention for me. Naam, all night, miskin. He come late from that time. Like, this is innovation, this is bid'ah. This is innovation. Don't say, what's wrong with it? People are being reminded. Naam, what's wrong with it? It's something new. Something new. Unless you Sufi who believe there is good innovation in the deen. There's no good innovation in Islam. No need for innovation. It's complete. Alhamdulillah, Allahul Kareem, he completed. Nothing is new. Just study and follow it. Is prepare. You don't fear that amendment will come after that. Or there is possibility there is mistake. Just to make sure that this is the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Alhamdulillah, it never changed till the day of judgment. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. Nothing will change. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَةِ وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينَ. By the way, one of the brothers, جزاه الله خير, yesterday, after the Friday lecture, he came to me. He said, in the lecture, you mentioned the hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ بِلْعَةً ضَلَالَةً. Every innovation is astray. He said, I accept that hadith. And you gave example for the birthday of Prophet ﷺ. He said, how about the other hadith? مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا. Why one hadith and not mentioning the other one? Yes, I remember even his name. Barakallahu fihi. Brother from, anyway, from Muslim country. He said, why this hadith you mentioned, this hadith not? Alhamdulillah, at the end he understood it. And then he understood, wallahi alhamdu wal minna. Alhamdulillah. Yes, so sometimes person has some doubts. It's good to ask. Some people, they don't ask. They don't ask. They move away. A lot of Muslims are doing it. My sheikh is doing it. My charity are doing it. He go through those things. They have adilla too. They also have proofs. Without proof, they are not going to do it. How you know they have proofs? Mention the proofs. SubhanAllah. I remember one time, Masjid, Ikhwani Masjid, Imam from Azhar, he led the Fajr prayer. And then he was Qari, nice Quran recitation. And after Fajr, we went out from the Masjid. I was with the Imam asking some things. And someone from the general layman Muslim come behind us, following us. He didn't even have a shoes. And he asked the Imam question. At this moment, I personally don't remember the question. What the specific question, but I remember what happened. So he asked the question. He said, is this from the Sunnah? The Imam said, it's from the Sunnah. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said it. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said it. And then he turned away very happy. At the moment, I didn't believe that that's what Prophet ﷺ said. But since this one is from Azhar, and he said, Prophet ﷺ said it, and he repeated. The man, he repeated it. He said, yes, Prophet ﷺ said it. I asked him, when the man turned away, can I tell me, Imam, where the Prophet ﷺ said, which book I can go to? He said, is the statement, is the opinion of Malikiyah. I said, but he didn't ask you the opinion of Malikiyah. He said, the Prophet ﷺ, did he say it? And you say, yes, and he repeat twice. He said, you saying the Malikiyah are saying something the Prophet didn't say it? Wallahi, I remember this. He said, you graduate from Azhar, Qari al-Quran. He said, you saying the Malikiyah are saying something the Prophet didn't say it? Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah al-adid. How you say that? Malikiyah, how many issues they say? Shafi'i are the opposite. Hanafi'i are the opposite. Malikiyah and Hanabila are the opposite. What do you say about Malikiyah can be said about Hanafiyah and Malikiyah and Shafi'iyah? Who is then? This shows that there is no foundation of understanding of the deen. You understand here, Da'wah Salafiyah, Rahma min Allah. Da'wah Salafiyah, Wallahi, Nurun min Allah. It teaches you proof. whoever something say is from the deen, ya Shaykh, the religion is not taken from you. What you say is from the deen, tell us where it is from the deen. Where is the ayah in Quran? Where is the hadith? Where is the understanding of Salaf al-Salih, who understood this ayah, this hadith in this way? These three principles, haq become clear. Otherwise, you get confused. Oh, everyone is saying this, this sheikh saying that, that one sheikh saying. Al-Muhim. So in this hadith, that the fasting, the mandatory fasting should be intended the night time, not the daytime. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم فقال هل عندكم شيء؟ قلنا لا. قال فإني إذن صائم. ثم أتى يوما آخر فقلنا أهدي لنا حيس. فقال أرينيه. فلقد أصبحت صائما فأكل. رواه مسلم. حديث 533 ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, she has radiallahu anha great haq, great right on the Muslims. She is the first companion who narrated the most hadith. Especially there are hadith, she is the only one who narrated. If it relates to the pray for the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu is hakim, the all wise. Subhana, that Allah Azza wa Jalla married Aisha radiallahu anha to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make his wife. A lot of his hikmah, wisdom from that, collecting the religion, observing the religion from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and conveying it to the people. We know Aisha radiallahu anha, she was young, she was very smart radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her father is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she had nothing making her busy of children. She never had a child. She was young. And she was living with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She learned so much ilm and knowledge. So that's why Ahl Sunnah, with she being radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallam, the mother of the believers, she's being the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. They also love her because of she is a scholar from the Sahaba who conveyed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Ummah. And every hadith radiallahu anha, she taught people and someone benefited from it. Including this hadith, she narrated. Aisha radiallahu anha, she get her share of reward. Is this understandable? And any one of us act this hadith, what do you get of reward? The same thing Ummul Mu'minin Aisha, she get it. Who has a proof for that? Who has a proof? Naam, Brother Sultan. Barakallahu fiqh. Ahsant. Yes, the opposite is true. Whoever teach people bad thing, anyone who does that bad thing, the first one he takes share from that sin. Prophet ﷺ said, no soul is killed wrongly, save on the first son of Adam, he has a kiflun, he has a share, he has a part of it. لِأَنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَنْ سَنَّ الْقَتْلَ. He is the first one who legislate killing, means wrong killing. So the son of Prophet Adam, Qabil, he killed his brother out of jealousy. He wrongly killed his brother. Anyone who is being killed on this earth, subhanAllah, until the day of judgment, he has his share. And the opposite is true. Anyone who taught people haq, truth, he get his share of good. من دعا إلى هدى, نعم. نعم. الدال على الخير كفاعله. أحسنت. حديث صحيح مسلم, whoever show the good is like the one who did it. من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر, كان له من الأجر من تبعه من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيئا. So Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, whatever she taught people, and the Sahaba benefit from them, the Tabi'in, Tabi'u Tabi'in, A'imma al-Arba'a, until today, on the day of judgment, she get her right. And you have that evil human being, of shaitanic human being, Rafidh, Khabith, out there cursing her day and night. Na'udhu billahi min al-dalal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, the Prophet sallam come to visit me one day and ask, do you have anything to eat? I said, no. He said, then I am fasting. Then he came to me another day and I said, I had been given a present of some hais. The hais is a mixture of dates and what? Naam ghee and ghee. Mixture of dates and ghee. No two. So, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show it to me, for I had begun the day fasting. Then he ate. Reported by Muslim. What can we learn from this hadith? Ma'am Uthman, yes? Barakallahu fiqh bala Shamsuddin. One of the lessons we can take this hadith, that you don't intend the optional fasting from the night. Actually, you look for food in the morning. You don't find it, then you intend to fast. This is optional fasting. But mandatory fasting from the night. That's one benefit. Another benefit? Ahsant, you can break what? You can break the optional fasting. You intended to fast. And sometime in the middle of the day, 10 a.m., you smell nice food. Or you change your mind. Yina'am, alhamdulillah, you eat it, alhamdulillah. Anta amiru nafsi, you are the leader of yourself. But that's again, as Akhuna Sheikh mentioned, is the optional fast. The mandatory, you are not allowed. There's only two acts of worship, which is sunnah, but still you cannot break it. The rest you can break it. What are those two? Yes? Taib, Barakallah fi Abu Dhabi. There is two acts of worship. It is sunnah at the beginning. But after you involve, you have to complete it. Ahsant, al-hajj and the umrah. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. If you are fasting an optional hajj, or if you are making an optional hajj, or an optional umrah, you involve, you cannot break it, complete it. Other than that, the fasting you can break. How about optional fasting, optional prayer? Yes, you can break it. Optional prayer, you can break it. Sometimes even it becomes mandatory to break optional fasting. When a man, his wife, husband, he needs his wife daytime, and she's fasting, optional fasting, it's mandatory on her to break. Also, a mother call her son, a father call his son, his daughter, she's in optional fasting, and he knows she's in optional fasting. Still, he insists to call her. She must cut the salah and answer to him. You know what happened to you? Juraj, the righteous man who his mother called him and he continued his salah and how he suffered. Naam, salati am ummi. He said to himself, do I continue my salah? Or I replied to my mother. He continued his salah. She made dua against him. What she made happen. Naam. Because answering the mother, the father is a mandatory. Is a mandatory. And this was optional. So this is the hikmah. When there is a mandatory and there is optional, the mandatory take precedence. But you don't cancel a mandatory for optional. But you cancel the optional for mandatory. Naam. the Umrah and Hajj. Yes. If you intend Umrah and Hajj, even Sunnah, not the mandatory one. You already Hajj, the mandatory. And now you make another Hajj, optional. And you involve already. You make the Ihram, you cannot change your mind. Complete the Hajj, complete the Umrah. Na'am. That's a good question. In Ramadan, do you make only one intention from the beginning of the month or every night? The ulama, they differ. The every night is safety. Every night is safety, as based on this hadith. Have intention before dawn. Wal ilmu inda Allah. Have the night. Yes, of course, intend as a believer that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mandatory on you, means you are healthy, you will fast all Ramadan. Have that good intention. Rather, even you fast the next 6 days, the 6 days of Shawwal. Have this good intention. You may not even reach it, Allahu A'lam. But you will be rewarded based on good, this good intention. Yes, but also nighttime, intended. Taib, Rawahu Muslim, Na'am. He ate already breakfast and then he want to continue fasting. Yeah, the rule of someone in the morning, mashallah, he has a nice breakfast. He didn't intend to fast. Then after it, he said, the rest of the day, most likely I will not have lunch, so let me fast. How is that fasting? Does he get reward based on how much he fasts? No. No, because the fasting has time. من طلوع الفجر إلى غروب الشمس. نعم من طلوع الفجر. This arcane fasting. Fasting has pillars. From it is to be the time from dawn to sunset. It cannot be middle unless it's someone who didn't intend to fast. Yeah, it's to fast from the daytime, from even from optional fast to extend sometime in the day. The condition is you didn't do what break is the fasting. That's a very important point. So Prophet ﷺ, when he said, do you have food? No. Then I'm fasting. It means he ﷺ didn't do what break the fasting before that time. Not that he ﷺ had a breakfast and he's fasting there. Salam akhi. Naam. If he fasts between udhr, without udhr, yeah, somebody who in the morning he intends to fast sunnah and then he break the fasting in the duhur time because optional fasting, he changes his mind, he has his lunch, will he get reward based on the time he was fasting? Yes, بدون عذر, if his reason أحسنت. Yes, if there is a reason like woman, she fasted, and then the menses come. She get reward, but she has to make up that day. But she get reward for her fasting. As for this person who break the fasting without excuse, the sunnah fasting, Allahu A'lam, the origin is Allahu A'lam. Na'am, Brother Jamal. Mm-hmm. Na'am. That is a good question too. Yes, you are fasting, optional fasting, and a Muslim brother, he invites you to a dinner, to a wedding. And you know, if you don't break it, he will have something in his heart. Yes, now inshallah you break and you get your ajr. Yes, man hamma bihasanati falam ya'malha kutiba lahu hasana. Whoever intend to do good but he didn't do it, he has excuse, he get the hasana. So in that case you get the hasana. That woman we talk about who fasted optional fasting, but her husband needed her, based on that she break the fast, she get the whole reward. نعم من هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتب له حسنة نعم أجر المحسنين yes yes Allah doesn't make someone lose his أجر but to get أجر that أجر there is أجر which is connected to it has time frame if you enter sunnah prayer and you break it you didn't pray salah you didn't pray the salah salah starts with Allahu Akbar and it ends with Assalamu Alaikum Before Assalamu Alaikum, you went out without excuse. You didn't pray Salah. The same thing. If fasting started from dawn to sunset, without excuse you break it, you didn't fast the day. Aywa, that's the origin. If you have excuse, yes. Because of the excuse, you get your intention. Something objected you, but you were planning to fast. That's why you get the ajr. Because you were planning to fast. But you, the one who decided not to continue. Rather, there is even the ayah, وَلَا تُبْتُلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ Don't break your action. Don't break your action. It's general. That's the mandatory. Optional, you can break it. نعم. نعم. نعم, Muhammad. Making of the mandatory fasting? Yes. Making of the mandatory fasting is like the mandatory fasting. Ramadan, the same rules you should apply fasting day of Ramadan of fasting from the night, not being allowed to break it. And the like applies the same to when you make it up. Or a vow, you say, oh Allah, if I pass the test, so and so happened. I will fast one day. That become a mandatory. If you start it, don't break it. Likewise, the expiation. Somebody in Ramadan, he had a relationship with his wife. Then there is an expiation. If he start, he completed. So yes, the ruling, any mandatory fasting, whether you make it up or not, is the same. Yes, because that one, it become mandatory on you. Either you made it vow, you make it on yourself, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made mandatory on you. Last hadith, and we stop here. وعن سهل بن سعد ساعد رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر متفق عليه. Narrated سهل بن سعد, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the people will continue to be on the right path as long as they hasten in the breaking of the fast. The people will be continued to be on the right path as long as they hasten in the breaking of the fast. The Shia, they deliver this hadith. They wait until they see the stars. Subhanakallahu bihamdik la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.